This was the shaila.
That they asked the shaila like this: that itma, that ben shemocha b'nichzayoviv b'chayyoviv, if the son that was really fit to yashin his father, he went ahead and sold a field that belonged to his father when his father was still alive. Umeis, and what happened was that the son died first, and then his father died. So the shaila is, does the sale mean anything or not? So it says aloha here that benoi moitzim yad halakuchis, like the grandson or the son of the son that sold the father's property, after both of them died, the grandfather and his father, then this son could take away the property back from the person that bought it off his father. That's what the aloha was. And on this, v'zuhi shakasha b'dinim omnis, this one was very hard to understand as far as dinim omnis goes. Why? Because v'leimrule, let's say to the grandson, to the son now, ovuch mazvin, listen, your father sold the field. V'yat mapik, and you're taking it away? What right do you have to take away this field now? In other words, let lekuchis say back to this son, listen, ovuch, your father sold it to us. What right do you have now to take it away from us? So that was the big question. And on this, the Gemara says back, oh my kushya, what's such a big question over here? Dilma, maybe the pshat is like this. Dilmi motzi oma, maybe like the grandson has a right to say, mikoyech avuha di abo koasino. Listen, I'm coming from the power of my grandfather. In other words, I have a koyach of Yerusha. Like what happened here, really this property originally belonged to Yaakov. And then Yaakov had a son, Reuven. And Reuven went ahead and sold this property when his father Yaakov was still alive. Like if she thought that he was going to yashin the father. And then what happened was his father died first. And then the father, then the grandfather, then Yaakov died. So now, Lekucha Selah, the grandson, you have no right here. Listen, your father never yashin this property off his grandfather, or off his father Yaakov, because your father died first. So therefore the property stays where it is. So Gemara says, no, let the grandson, like Chanuch, the son of Reuven, say back to Lekucha, listen, I have a power to yashin from my grandfather Yaakov. And therefore, when my grandfather Yaakov died, true, my father Reuven died already, but I have a right to take over a Yerusha from my grandfather. And Teda, I'll bring you a proof. The Pasuk says, Tachas avoisech yir b'necho. Like instead of the father should be the grand, should be the children. And to see same lasorim b'chol oretz, you should appoint them to be princesses all over the land. So the Rambam explains that the Gzeras HaKosav here is Migzeras HaKosav Lo Mikoch Reuven. Says, because the Pasuk says, Tachas Avosech Yir B'necho, the Reuven Komar, Tachas Avosech Adayin Yaakov Yir B'necho, Dayin Chanuch, Mid Loik Siv, Tachtecho Yir B'necho. Otherwise, the Pasuk should have said straight, Tachtecho Yir B'necho. So I quote upon him the Pasuk here that in this case, where there was Yaakov, and Yaakov had a son Reuven, Reuven had a son Chanuch, and Reuven died first, and then Yaakov dies, that the locher is Chanuch, the grandson, has a right to take a chelik of the Yerusha that his father would have had from his grandfather. So therefore, the Lekuchos have no right to this property. They only had a right if Reuven would own the property. But the property never came to the hands of Reuven. The property now goes direct from Yaakov's hands to this grandson, Chanuch. So what's so shreya upon this b'raisa? So Lekuch the b'raisa is right that the son has a right to take it away from Lekuchos. Gemara says true. Eli Kasha, if there's any question, I'll tell you how Kasha, this is the Kasha. That the Braisa, the Locha they set up was like this. Ben Bechor, you had a son that was a Bechor. Shemocha Chelek Bechoru Bechayoviv. He went ahead and he sold his portion of the Bechor that he will receive when his father died, when his father was still alive. Umeis Bechayoviv. And what happened was then, the Bechor died first before his father. So the Locha is, and then for Shesha the father died. So now, Benoi, again, the son of the Bechor, Moitzim Yad HaLekuchis. That's the way they learned. That the grandson has a right to take it away from the Lekuchis. And on this, V'zuhi Shekosha B'dinim Momnis. This is what's very hard to understand in Hilchos Momnis. Why? Avua Mazvin, because Lakuchos, the ones that bought it, can say back to the grandson, listen, your father sold it to us. Avua Mazvin, and Iyu Mapik, and you, the grandson, you want to take it away from us, what right do you have to take it away from us? So Morris says, like, again, what's so shver? What's such a bikasha here? V'chi tenem, maybe you tell me, hochinami here also, Oma mikoyach avua diyabu kasina. Maybe the grandson says, I have a right to come from my grandfather. So true, my father never owned the property. But when my father dies, I have the right to take over my father's koyach and Yerusha of his father. Even the koyach of Bechor. Like we learn now from the pastor of Bnei Slavchot. They took over the father's portions in the Bechor. So Mor says like this, Imi koyach avua diyabu asya. If they're coming now to take the portion for the grandfather, Bechelek Bechor ma'evirtei. So this is the Gemara's kasha, know that the chilek on the bechora, they have no right to take it. That's the Gemara's kasha. Maybe they only have right to take stam lechilek Yerusha, but a bechora, that's a special din to go to the bechor, not to the grandson. The Gemara's back, no. Oh my kusha, what's the big kasha? Dilma motzi omar. Maybe again the grandson has a right to say mikoyach avu diabo kasina. I'm taking over the Yerusha taka from my grandfather. But Yishnov, v'moka ma'av kimno. I am like in the place of my father. And therefore, if my father is a b'chor that has a right to take two portions, so those two portions go down to me, and that's taka the limud from b'nai slavchod. So again, the locher is right. So why do you say, zui kosher shabadinim omnis? What's the b'kash for v'andinim omnis? So when it says again, eli kasha, there's any question, ho kasha, this is the kasha, that the locher was said over like this. Like you knew Edis, Don Ruvain, that he did something, has written that Edis written on the Mishtar, you signed on the Mishtar, and before you became a Gazlin, and then Venasa Gazlin, and then the Aid himself became a Gazlin. So now if you want to be Mekayim this Shtar, so we need to aid him to say that the Ksav, you did the Ksav of the Edim. So Locher is the Edim themselves now are not believed to say, this is our signature. Since the Edim now became Gazlonim, now that they were found robbing, we don't believe them anymore. So we don't believe them when they say, this is the Ksav Yodim. So the Diyik is, Avlacheremidin. But Mashmir, if other people will come and tell us, yes, we recognize this is truly the signature of the Edim, whereas on this Shtar was signed Ruvain ben Shimon, Nechreis and Shmuel ben Shimon. So, and now two other people come and say, we recognize this is their signatures, Mashper, we would believe them. That's what the Loch was said over. On this, the Kasher is, Hash to Iyolei Mehemen, if the Edim themselves are not believed, Achrini Mehemen, how come we'll believe somebody else to say about their Ksav Yodim? This is what's very hard to understand in Hilchos Mamnis. So again, and this Gemara also says, my kusha, what's the bikash over here? Dilma maybe could go in shehulchsek sav yode bebezdin. So maybe the case is that it was hulchsek sav yode bebezdin. Like there was a henpik put upon this star already. It was a ksav yode bebezdin. In other words, Rashbam explains like the Havamina was that we have to be afraid if they're telling us this is their signature, like maybe they signed on it today after they became Gazlonim. So that's what we're afraid about. How can we trust anybody else either? Since the Gemara says no, we're talking about this, that there's a henpik already, that the Shtar has a Bezdin signing on it already. So if you look upon the Shtar, it has two Edim, and it has a henpik, it has a Ksav that Bezdin also signed upon the Shtar that it was written by Kashrus. So now all you have to do is just to be Mekayim, but we're not afraid now like they wrote in something later. So the Gemara says like this, Eli Kasha, if you want to know what the Kasha was, Eli Kasha Ho Kasha, this is what was bothering us from what they sent us from our Rav of Eretz Yisrael. Then the case of Ho Yudei Eloi Edis Bishtar, let's say Ruvain and Shimon, they were Edim in the Shtar, that Ruvain lent Shimon $100, they were Edis of the Shtar. Actually, Tipula Birusha. Before what happened was that the Malva died, and after the Malva died, this Shtar, the loan now, they Yashin the Malva. So now that the Malva died and they Yashin, then a Gebedover. So now they're not Neman anymore to say, to like Reuven owes us $1,000. So Locher is, who ain't the Yachal Akayim Ksav Yodai? These Edom now, they are not Neman to be Makayim their own Ksav Yodai, because they're like a Nagei B'Yedis, since the money now is coming to them. True, at the time of the loan, it wasn't to them, it was to somebody else, let's say it was to their brother. But now that the brother died, and now they Yashin the brother, now it's Nagei to them. So they're not Neman to be Makayim the Ksav Yodai. But the Loch Riz Aval Acherim, other people, Yecholim Lekayim Ksav Yodai. Other two people could come and say, we recognize the signatures of these Edim and be Mekayim Bishtar. And that's what's bothering us. Why? If the Edim themselves can't be Mekayim, how could somebody else do it for them? So Mor says back, what's so shver? Again, oh my Kusha, what's the big question here? Dil Mahochinam here also. Kagoin Shohuchse Ksav Yodai Bebezdin. We're talking about again, that the Ksav Yodai has a henpik on it. It was Uchzik in Bezdin already. So therefore, there's no problem anymore. Nothing was changed. So at the time when they signed, they were Edom Ksherim. And therefore now, true, they themselves are not Neman, because they're Nageya B'Yedis. But somebody else come and say Edis for them, there's no question why the Shtar would be a good Shtar. So therefore the Gemara says, true, but Eli'i Kasha or Kasha. Does anything that Shver, this is what's bothering us. That they said from Eretz Yisrael like this, if somebody knows Edus upon somebody else, like this Bocher Ruvain knows that Shimon did something, and he's kosher to say Edus for Shimon before he married his daughter, before he became his son-in-law. But now, now this Ruvain became Shimon's son-in-law, so Locher is, he's in the Gebe B'Edus. Now, he's a korv. He's a korv to his shver, to his father-in-law. The locher is, huveinu meyad aksav yodai. Again, if he already signed in ishtar, so now he's not naman anymore to say, this is his ksav yodai. But the locher is, aval acheru midin amidin. But other people, if they recognize his signature, they have a right to come and say, yes, we recognize the signature, this is his signature, and ishtar would be a good ishtar, there'd be no problem. So again, and this is the question, Huloi Mehemin, Achrini Mehemni, if he himself is not believed, how come somebody else could be believed more than he is? So Mura says, V'chitem, maybe you want to tell me, Yochanan here also, Kogoyin Shehuchse, Ksav Yodai Bebezdin, we're talking about that there was a Ksav Yodai in Bezdin, the Bezdin signed already on the Ishtar, and therefore we know he didn't change anything since he became the son-in-law. So everything that was written here was written from before, there's no question. So Mura says no. V'omer Rav Yosef bar Menuhin, Yomer Rav Nachman, af apishli huchse ksav yodai bebezdin. Here the locher is, even though it wasn't written in the bezdin, still we're not afraid. We're not afraid that he changed something and signed it first after he became a son-in-law. So the question is, if he himself is not Neman, how come somebody else is Neman? So Gemara answers, well, my kusha, what's bothering us again? Dilma may be gzeres melechi. I'll tell you here, the reason that a son-in-law is not believed is not because we're afraid he's going to lie, but like it's Xeris HaKosif, it's like the Torah says so. Why? The Xeris Melechi Diyu Lemhemen. For Achrinim Hemen, but somebody else is believed. For Lav Mishum de Meshaker. Not because we're afraid he's going to lie. No, like we'll soon see. Like, Dilo Temoch, if you're not going to say like this, Moshe V'yaren, L'choismon, that Moshe and Aaron, Moshe ben Aaron, they lechur can't sign, and why not? Mishum d'lo mehemlihu, because we don't believe them like brothers. You see, you don't believe brothers. El again, what do you have to say? Gzeres melechu. It's like gzeres hakosif that two brothers cannot say edus shleyidu lehem. Like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, avada, we're not afraid they're going to lie. Like here, the Torah says, if Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron will come to say edus, we can't believe them. But if two plain people come to say this, we do believe them. What kind of... So Gemara says, if so, Hochinam Xeris Melechu, Shlo Yidu Al Ksav Yodai L'choisnoi. Here also, you can't say this for your shver, a son-in-law can't say for his father-in-law. But it's only now that he's a son-in-law. But if it's a question that he signed before he was a son-in-law, so that Edis is a good Edis. So true, he himself, now that he's a son-in-law, can't come and say, Xavier Deinu's there, but we're not afraid he's lying or did something wrong. So therefore, if somebody else would come and be mekayim the shtar would be a good shtar. So Mora says, what shver, what they said over from what they sholcha mitam. So Mora says, like we said before, that the case is where a son sold his father's property when his father was still alive. And then the son died first before he yashin his father. And then the father died. And now the grandson wants to take it away from the lekuchos. Before we said that there's nothing shver here, because of the posik. That a grandson has a right to yashin from his grandfather. So I'll tell you now, that pasuk who bebrocha ksiv. So I'm talking about a brocha. So Rashbam says shatadikim yesh lem bonim ubnei bonim liyorshim gedesiv seifa tisimei l'usor mecholoritz. It's only for brocha, but not for real din yerusha. For the Gemara, mi motzas amrit bebrocha ksiv. Can you say the pasuk is only talking about a brocha and not telling us really that there's such a loch of Yerusha? Avolin yedin aloi, but for a loch of a dina for real Yerusha, no. Can you say like that? Okay, turn over.